rural England on the coldest day of the year so far. Picture perfect villages, but for some, increasingly rustic living standards. St Mary's Church is opening its doors every week during winter for those seeking warmth, comfort and company in uncertain times.
Everybody is affected. We've had it so easy up till now. You know, you've turned the tap, there's been hot water, and you've had money to pay your bills, and you turn the heating on, and it's... We've been very, very lucky in this country, very lucky. And we've always been ready to help others. Now, we need the help.
Across the country, thousands of public buildings are being turned into so-called warm banks, where people can go to heat up for free, especially if they can't afford the soaring cost of energy bills, which have doubled. It's down to charities, businesses and community groups to step in amid a worsening cost of living crisis.
This is an affluent part of the country, chocolate box England. But this crisis is affecting a broader spectrum of people than ever before. Everyone is getting poorer, everyone's wages are being squeezed and everyone's costs are going up. And for those people who've been just about managing, money couldn't be any tighter. And now increasingly poverty is embedded within communities.
Warm banks operate on the same principle as food banks like this. Volunteer Joe Payton is packing surplus goods destined for people who can't afford to feed themselves or their families.
We've seen, I guess, the last month is we're seeing people that are working or people who've been on benefits but they've coped and now they've got to the stage, there's nothing left for me to put on the meter, I can't put the heating on because I haven't got any money left this week.
The UK is the only G7 country with a smaller economy than before the pandemic, and inflation is at its highest in 40 years. The pandemic and war in Ukraine are undeniably at fault, but Brexit and recent political mismanagement have stifled hopes of a fast economic recovery. The result? More people relying on the kindness of strangers to meet their basic needs. Niamh Barker, Al Jazeera, Oxfordshire.